Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you downloaded us from. Hopefully that was Podcast Health. That's where you should get all your podcasts about health, Podcast Health. Thanks very much for doing that. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen. The number one story, whiskey is risky, but wine can be fine. That's our Well Beyond Wellness story of the week. The story, Longevity is the Next Disruptor story, is supercharged immune system T cells and what they mean for cancer. I'll give you a hint. They wipe it out. So that's the supercharged immune system. There's another Longevity is the Next Disruptor story of the week. Number two is CRISPR gene editing. That is what it does with cancer cells. The fourth story of the week, but it's Longevity is the Next Disruptor story three, is about growing of a satellite liver and what it means for you. Roizen rule for a younger you? Well, that's number one story is there's a 373%, that's more than three time increase in early onset dementia since 2013. That's enormous. What's causing that? Well, we'll talk about that. And the amazing, just think of that, 373%. The Roizen rule for a younger you, story number two, is there's another reason to take your statins. A Well Beyond Wellness story is, of course, that's the Well Beyond Wellness story number two. It's about a pancreatic cancer advance. And the whodunit story, but this is a healthy diets and lung cancer. Why is there an increase in people who eat, who consume healthy diets and this association with lung cancer? We'll get that as the Well Beyond Wellness. Actually, we should call that the Odd Omega story. That's the Odd Omega story of the week. The marriage and cancer risk, that is our, if you will, Roizen rule for younger you. Get married in a happy way. Marriage, that is the Roizen rule for younger you story, I think, three. But let's get to the key stories. The first, whiskey is risky. And that, as I told you, is our Well Beyond Wellness story of the week. And this was a study in 30 years. What we found in this study of more than 500,000 people is that those who consumed even small amounts of whiskey or cider or beer had an increased risk of all-cause mortality, an increased risk of cancer, and an increased risk of heart disease. To give you the idea, and by the way, heavy drinking increased all-cause mortality by all of those as well, even if it was wine. But it's a 21% increase with those overall. On the other hand, if you were a wine drinker and drank one or two drinks at a time, three or four nights a week, you decreased your risk of dying from any cause by a substantial amount. It was, again, about a 20% decrease as opposed to the 20% increase with beer, hard cider, or spirits. The message is, we don't know why this occurs. They ruled out the other healthy habits that wine drinkers might have compared to spirit, cider, or beer drinkers. But nevertheless, it still held up. None of these take into account the posse-building effects of a little alcohol, that is, the socialization, which of course is a major benefit from alcohol. But in any case, choose wine because whiskey is riskier. The next two stories are just amazing. Cancer research scientists have found a way of supercharging the immune cells that are responsible for keeping you healthy. They're called T killer cells, and they kill the initial cancer cells before they get to any large stage. They're your patrol cells. Well, guess what? They can make those younger, more active. That's why longevity is the next disruptor. This is number one story of the week, is that they can supercharge these with a simple molecule, a simple drug, if you will, in tests. Obviously, it's not available yet, that makes the T cells have more energy. It essentially is a molecule that blocks the formation of a protein that occurs as the T cells get older. And by doing that, you kill cancer more effectively. And they've also done another one. This is longevity is the next disruptor story too. They can take the DNA of your cancer. A cancer cell always has a few letters different in the DNA. They can analyze those, then they can edit them out, and bingo, no more cancer. That's another approach to getting rid of cancer and stopping the cancer cells in their tracks. The next disruptor story, number three, is a story in building a satellite liver. So say you've got a liver that's diseased or gets an infection. Well, if you've already grown a satellite liver, you could cut out the first one, eliminate it, and your satellite liver would take over all the functions. They've done this now in mice growing the satellite liver. How about this story on early onset dementia? And this is the Roizen rule for younger you. It is that the association of early onset dementia, 373% increase. It's only one in 1,000, but 373% increase in the people under the age of 64. And what do we attribute it to? Well, the clear association is with ultra-processed foods. Stay away from ultra-processed foods. That is anything in a box, anything with more than 5 ingredients, anything you don't know the name of one of the ingredients, anything with more than 4 grams of added sugar per serving. The next story is another Roizen rule for a younger you. LDL cholesterol, when it gets high, creates zombie immune cells. That is, the cholesterol gets in the immune cell and makes it lazy and dysfunctional, so it doesn't protect you from cancer and infections as well. Getting a low LDL cholesterol, you got it. That's from statins, and that protects you from the immune cell dysfunction that can occur. And those are really the top stories that I wanted to go over this week. Let me go and see if I covered all of those I wanted to. I do want to get one more, which is there is a new medicine in clinical trials, phase 3A trial, that now is very effective against pancreatic cancer. So you see how all of these things are occurring. And healthy diet and lung cancer, we think it's the pesticides. Make sure when you're eating the dirty dozen of fruits, that is peaches and strawberries, other things, make sure with all your fruits and vegetables, wash them off in warm water before you eat them. Don't just eat them right out of the store or out of the farmer's market. They are loaded with pesticides, it turns out, and those may be the increase in lung cancer that people eating healthy diets seem to have. Marriage and cancer risk. Well, we've known for a long time that marriage is a benefit to all men. Thank you very much. and for women over the age of 50. Under the age of 50, well, it averages out women because maybe they work harder. They have to do mothering as well as caring for the home, as well as maybe working a job. Those things make it so that marriage isn't beneficial from an aging standpoint for under 50 women. But once they get over 50, they get the same benefit of men. That's a Roizen rule for younger you, story number 3. So, key point, wash your fruit. Key point is get your cholesterol down below 70 milligrams per deciliter. Key point is be amazed that if you can live another 5 to 10 years, these amazing things with gene editing that will help you avoid the disability and shortening of life from chronic disease may well get wiped out. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast from Podcast Health, Radio MD, and iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Our sponsors, as usual, Life's First Naturals, the makers of Relesium. Great if you're on one of the GLP-1s at taking care of the side effects, as well as Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum. And of course, For Longevity, the number 4longevity.com, our own website where you can sign up for the free newsletter that tells you about all these amazing discoveries. Or you can go to my blog at Michael F. Roizen, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-F, as in Frederick, R-O-I-Z-E-N-M-D.substack.com, and get the weekly blog as well, which goes into one of these subjects usually in more detail. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back next week. And thank you, our listeners, 50,000 of you a week can't be wrong. So thank you. See you next week.